Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Arrow Proof. A Startup Journey by Frank Rahman is a narrative-driven entrepreneurship book that aims to translate startup wisdom into lessons that feel lived rather than lectured. Positioned as a practical guide for founders, it emphasizes sharp dialogue, real decisions, and familiar situations that entrepreneurs commonly face, using storytelling as the main vehicle for teaching. The book is framed less as a step-by-step methodology and more as an immersive journey through the pressure, trade-offs, and uncertainty that define early company building. Rahman draws credibility from a career spent building and funding companies. With a fintech background that includes early work connected to the business that became Capital One and later investing experience. Within the limits of publicly available descriptions, Arrow Proof presents hard-won, experience-based guidance designed to be memorable and usable, especially for readers who learn best through realistic scenarios rather than abstract theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, story as a delivery system for startup judgment. Arrow Proof foregrounds storytelling as its core teaching method, aiming to make startup knowledge stick by embedding it in scenes of dialogue and decision-making, rather than presenting a rigid framework. The book emphasizes how founders actually experience problems, incomplete information, conflicting incentives, emotional stress, and high-consequence choices that cannot be neatly reduced to a checklist. This narrative approach matters because much of entrepreneurship is judgment under uncertainty. Advice that sounds obvious in hindsight often fails when applied in the moment, when options are messy and time is short. By leaning on recognizable situations every founder will see themselves in, the book positions its lessons as practical pattern recognition, noticing what is happening, understanding what is at stake, and choosing a path while accepting trade-offs. For founders and operators, that can be more valuable than prescriptive rules because it helps build internal decision muscles that transfer across new, unfamiliar situations. Secondly, real decisions and realistic trade-offs in early company building. Public descriptions of Arrow Proof stress real decisions, which signals a focus on the trade-offs that define startup life. In early stage companies, nearly every important move carries opportunity cost. Product choices compete with go-to-market urgency, hiring needs collide with limited resources, and speed can undermine quality or trust. The book aims to surface these tensions through scenes that resemble what founders face, making the decision points feel concrete rather than theoretical. This emphasis is important because many startup books over-index on idealized paths, while actual execution involves choosing between imperfect options. By placing decisions at the center, the narrative implicitly highlights that outcomes are shaped not only by strategy but also by timing, discipline, and the ability to commit while uncertainty remains. The takeaway for readers is a more grounded view of entrepreneurship progress comes from repeatedly making hard calls, communicating them clearly, and learning quickly from consequences. Even without a named framework in the available material, the decision-centric structure encourages readers to evaluate their own choices with greater rigor and realism. Thirdly, founder recognizable situations as practical learning material, Arrow Proof is described as built around situations every founder will recognize, which points to a deliberate choice to teach through common startup moments rather than rare edge cases. This can include the kinds of recurring scenarios that show up across industries and business models, ambiguity about what matters most, tension between vision and constraints, and the ongoing need to align people around difficult priorities. By focusing on recognizable situations, the book aims to reduce the distance between reading and applying. A founder does not need to translate abstract principles into their world. Instead, they can map the situation to their own experience and extract a usable lesson. This approach also supports readers at different stages. New founders can gain a realistic preview of what is coming, while experienced operators can use the scenarios as prompts to reflect on how they respond under pressure. The underlying theme is that startup progress is not a single breakthrough, but a series of moments that repeat in different forms. Learning to navigate these moments better is a practical advantage, and the book positions itself as a tool for that kind of preparation and reflection. Fourthly, hard-won lessons over abstract theory. Marketing language around Arrow Proof emphasizes hard-won startup lessons, suggesting a focus on experience-based guidance rather than academic models. In the startup category, this distinction matters because readers often struggle not with understanding concepts, but with applying them amid stress, limited time, and high stakes. A lesson that is hard, one typically comes packaged with context what made the situation difficult, why a tempting option failed, and what a more durable approach looked like. While the publicly available information does not enumerate specific doctrines, the positioning indicates a preference for practical insights that have been tested in the real world. This can help founders filter noise, avoid common self-inflicted wounds, and focus on what tends to matter when building from zero. The narrative format reinforces this goal by making lessons feel earned through decisions, consequences, and reflection. For readers, the value is not just motivation, but calibration, a clearer sense of how startup realities differ from popular myths and how to approach difficult moments with steadier expectations. In a crowded genre, the promise is less about novelty and more about usefulness and retention. Lastly, credibility shaped by fintech building and investing experience. Frank Rotman is publicly described as a fintech specialist with extensive experience building and funding companies, including early involvement with the credit card division of Signet and the team that spun it out to become Capital One, as well as later work in venture investing. This background matters for the book because it suggests the lessons are informed by exposure to both operator and investor perspectives. Founders often benefit from understanding how decisions look from different seats, the day-to-day reality of execution, and the external evaluation of risk, traction, and strategy. Even when the book is not explicitly framed as a fintech playbook, an author steeped in financial services and venture capital is likely to value clarity, disciplined thinking, and pragmatic execution. The publicly available positioning aligns with a book that respects complexity but tries to make it digestible through narrative. For readers, author credibility supports trust in the guidance and increases the likelihood that the scenarios reflect genuine startup texture rather than generic business advice. The result is a book that aims to feel authentic, grounded, and shaped by long exposure to how companies are built and backed. In conclusion, Arrowproof. A startup journey is best suited for founders, aspiring founders, and early-stage operators who want startup guidance that feels like real life rather than a seminar. Readers who have bounced off overly structured playbooks may find the narrative approach more approachable because it teaches through dialogue, decision moments, and recognizable scenarios. The practical benefit is improved judgment, a clearer sense of what kinds of choices recur in startup building, how trade-offs show up under pressure, and how to think more calmly when certainty is unavailable. Because the book is framed around real decisions instead of abstract theory, it can also function as a rehearsal tool, helping readers anticipate the emotional and operational friction of running a young company. Rotman stands out in the genre through the combination of storytelling and an author platform rooted in building and funding companies, including deep fintech experience. Many entrepreneurship books either provide inspiration without texture or frameworks without realism. Arrowproof positions itself between those poles, memorable like a story, yet oriented toward hard-won lessons that readers can apply to their own situations. For anyone seeking a grounded companion to the startup journey, it offers a credible, experience-driven alternative to more formulaic guides. If you would like to support Frank Rotman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.